Yeah, that was wonderful. Yeah.
Did you really like it, Amy?
Yes.
Because now we have another person to serenade you, Mike Schneider. Mike, you're a good longtime friend of the show. Your band is?
The Mike Schneider Band?
Yeah.
How'd you come up with that name? That's really good.
Creative, right?
What are you going to play for Amy?
Oh, boy. How about a polka?
Yeah. You know what? Nothing says romance like a polka. Which one are you going to do?
How about one everybody knows? Beer Barrel Polka.
All right, sing along if you want.
Mike Schneider.
The barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel, we've got the blues on the run. Zing, boom, serrero, sing out a song of good cheer. Now's time to roll the barrel, for the game's all here.
Bravo. I just felt a seventh inning stretch breakout.
I have a question, and I think Terry DeWitt might have this question too. The way that song was written, barrel does not rhyme with many words. So there's a made-up phrase in there. Could I hear that, just that phrase, zing?
Boom terrero.
Yeah, to make that.
My girlfriend and I were just talking about that the other day, and then she was like, what's terrero? And I have no idea. I think you're right. It was made up.
Just to rhyme with barrel.
Yeah.
So good to see you, Mike. You've been a friend for a long time playing that accordion. Gino also plays. You know that.
Where's yours?
By popular demand, we threw it off a cherry picker years ago at County Stadium. Mike, how can people get your... You have a website, and how can they get your DVDs? CDs, excuse me.
Well, actually, you can get both at MikeSchneiderBand.com, and you can also get the CDs at Barnes & Noble throughout Milwaukee.
And Terry DeWitt, where can we get your music?
You can get my music at Best Buy. It's on sale for $5 pretty much everywhere around here. So
I have to say, as sexy and hot as the accordion is, and there's no denying the allure of the accordion, I am going to have to go with Terry.
Ah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sorry, it's the singing, Mike. Something about the singing.
There's something much more personal about Terry's song than your song.
You're right. Mine had a name in it.
It resonated with Amy. Could you do a polka song if you had to, Terry?
Sure, man. If I knew one, I'd do it.
He's versatile.
I like that's cool, man. I mean, he's talented. That's hard to do.
Really hard to do.
There's no way I could ever do that.
Well, the accordion's hard to play, and Gino, you can vouch for this too. I mean, you got the keyboard on the right, and then the other buttons on the left. What do the other buttons do, Mike Schneider? What's the story on those? I mean, I think we all get what the keyboard's about, but what do the buttons do on the left?
Well, basically, they're bass and chords. I have two rows of basses, so I can play like a bass player.
Right.
My accordion's also electronic, so when I'm on stage, I can kind of trigger bass sounds and stuff like that. And then there's three rows or four rows of chords, major, minor, seventh, and diminished. So have a lot of different options.
So one hand's playing one thing, another hand's playing something else, and then you're also operating the bellows to make the instrument play.
I always say that's the most important part because that's where you get the expression from. If you don't have your left arm, you don't have anything.
I think the technical term for that is oomph, isn't
oomph,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yes.
That's
yes.
Where you get your oomph from.
I saw him at Alpine Valley once when he lights the accordion on fire at the end of his set. The crowd went crazy.
You saw me at Alpine Valley.
You're supposed to play along, Mike.
Oh, yeah. I was there.
With Def Leppard, yes. Mike, what is a diminished chord? That sounds so sad.
Oh, it's, yes. It's very rarely used.
Ah, yes,
but
I see.
It sounds like that if I play it on my right hand.
Do it again, Mike.
Do it again. You want to hear it again?
What is the purpose of that?
What is the meaning of life?
I don't know.
It's like that noise you would do to scare your dog, remember? What? No.
Bah! Bah! Yes.
Yeah, you do that. Give us one of those for the dog.
Yes, okay, I get it now. It's all become clear.
Thank you so much for stopping by, Mike.
Thank you.